Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A musher was rescued in Denali National Park yesterday. The National Park Service reports that Iris Vandenham of Talkeetna and her six dogs were picked up by an Alaska State Trooper helicopter from along the Toklat River and transported out to Healy. A press release says Vandenham, an experienced musher, was on a planned six-day trip during which nearly 2 feet of snow fell, burying established trails. Vandenham used a satellite transmitter to call for help and took refuge in a Park Service shelter until the rescue copter arrived. The Park Service's staff used GPS coordinates transmitted by Vandenham's spot tracker to locate her. Iditarod organizers are waiting until Friday to announce the location for Monday's race restart in Fairbanks. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The National Weather Service predicts overnight lows around 30 below tonight and Thursday night. And Explore Fairbanks president and CEO Deb Hickok says she and other local Iditarod start organizers hope that's cold enough to freeze the Chena River good and hard so the race can start at Pike's Landing on the west side of town.
So ideally, plan A is that the mushers and the spectators will be able to stage on the river. Then plan B is that we go onto Hazleton and the mushers stage there and the spectators will be along the road.
Either plan will require closure of the westernmost stretch of Airport Way from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The only traffic that's going to be able to get through on Airport Way will be borough buses, our regular borough max transit service, school district, yellow school buses, our van trans service, and the motor coaches that are carrying our spectators.
Borough spokeswoman Lanine Livingston says taxis also will be allowed through. She says airport exits off the park's highway will be closed, and motorists will be directed to the airport's east entrance at the intersection of University Avenue and the Mitchell Expressway.
And take the east ramp, and they're going to drive all the way around the airfield.
Livingston says folks who want to get down to the starting line should just avoid the whole hassle and catch one of the shuttle buses that'll be running back and forth throughout midday from the Carlson Center. And Hickok says organizers are also encouraging fans to check out the mushers at other vantage points along the race course.
One that's really good is the Chena Wayside down on Chena Pump, so you get a really nice view of the Tanana and you really get a great view of the mushers from there.
Hickok says Explore Fairbanks and other local organizers will announce the final decision on the starting line on their websites and through local media just after noon Friday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Climatologists are predicting a cold start to March for Alaska. There's a lot of blue shaded over the state in a National Climate Prediction Center March outlook. National Weather Service Alaska Region Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman in Fairbanks says atmospheric conditions are setting up a classic cold pattern.
Strong high pressure building over the western Bering Sea and Chukotka, a low pressure aloft just east of the Alaska-Canada border, and that puts nearly all of mainland Alaska in a moderate to strong northerly flow aloft. And you want to make cold weather in Alaska in the wintertime, that's how to do it.
Toman says the pattern is likely to hang on for a week to 2 weeks.
And that would be the longest sustained cold weather we've had over much of the state in quite some time.
Toman says although overnight lows could dip to 40 below in valleys, increasing sunlight provides strong daytime temperature rebound this time of year. The Dalton Highway remains closed through Adigan Pass in the Brooks Range. Alaska Department of Transportation Northern Region spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says gates were lowered late Monday, closing off the road between mileposts 241 and 247 as heavy snow and high winds heightened avalanche conditions.
And as our crews were heading south to close the gate, they came to some trucks who had been hit by an avalanche. There were four of them. Two of them were able to get out easily, and two of them are still stuck in the snow.
Bailey says the truck drivers are okay, but a little shaken, noting they routinely traverse the Dalton Highway to supply North Slope oil fields and are accustomed to extreme conditions.
They'll send us, you know, photos of floods and snowstorms and things that would make the average driver nervous. And so to have them go through this and say it was really scary, that really speaks about how unusual this is.
A winter weather advisory for blowing snow is in effect for the region until midday Friday, with north winds gusting to 50 miles an hour and wind chill temperatures down to 55 below zero expected. Bailey says the stretch of highway through Adigan Pass will remain closed until avalanche control and cleanup are complete.
We're not going to put anybody on the road until we've had a chance to shoot the additional avalanche areas. get that cleared up and that it's really safe.
Bailey says it's the first time that the Adigan Pass avalanche gates have been closed since being installed 3 years ago. Jay Peterveri is leading the Iditarod Trail Invitational. The two-time past ITI champion pedaled into the Kuskokwim River village of Nikolai this morning. From there, it's about 50 miles to the 350-mile race's finish line in McGrath. Veteran racers Neil Belchenko and Tim Bernston, the defending ITI champ, are in second and third place, about 6 and 10 miles behind Peterveri. I'm Dan Bross.